When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. Always great to have you guys with us playing WCW Retro. Tonight, it's a special night. We will be discussing some of our favorite wrestling promos through the years from some of our favorite pro wrestling stars. I'm looking forward to diving into that with you guys and getting your feedback. Then just a reminder, you can call it any time during tonight's live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And looking forward to talking about some of our favorite wrestling promos of the years right here in WCW Retro. Before we get started, I'd like to make a few announcements, if you will. First off, support us on VOCNation.com. Go to VOCNation.com and find some of your favorite podcasts going throughout the week, like In the Room, for example, every Tuesday night at 9, Wednesday nights at 9:30, wrestling history with Bruce Fort, Ken Resnick, and Legendary Bill Apter. Thursday night, of course, WCW Retro, every Thursday night, 19 Eastern Standard Time. Wrestling with Problems, Briscoe and Big Ace, Sassy Stuff, plus all, and Manny Fernandez, Raging Bull, has his own podcast here on VSNation.com. Plus all the great podcasts we got right here on VSNation.com. Like I said, just go to VSNation.com for the times and dates of your favorite VSNation.com podcast. And also support VSNation.com on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. Get your favorite VOC Nation t-shirt, including one of WCW Retro and one of yours truly, Papa Stro, the Four Faces of Stro. So please go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation to support our network. For merchandise for yours truly, Papa Stro, Papa Ween, throughout the month of October, Papa Ween merch is on sale right now. Go to thestro.com/merchandise, thestro.com/merchandise, to get your favorite Papa Ween merch now for all ages, including pets, and represent Papa Ween and Team Stro worldwide. And for those who like to make donations to yours truly, buy me a cup of coffee, tips, etc., and thanks to those who have already donated. If you'd like to donate to me, send it my PayPal at paypal.me/PapaStro. And all together, it's paypal.me/PapaStro. And for a social media roundup, yours truly, my official website is thestro.com, thestro.com. I'm on Facebook at Stro the Maestro, Twitter at Sign the Stro, Instagram, Stro Maestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StroMaestro. And Twitch at twitch.tv/RealPapaStro. And I'm taking bookings, guys, all kinds of stuff. Commentary, wrestling, seminars, conventions, Comic-Cons, radio, charities, interviews. Like to cast me for your television or film event. Endorsements. You name it, I do a lot these days. Hit me up. Stro for you. STRO number 4YA at yahoo.com. Let's talk business. If you'd like to be a special guest on an upcoming episode of WCW Retro, hit me up as well. WCWRetro@yahoo.com. Let's get you on here, get some exposure, if you will, on WCW Retro. Shout out to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com. Official Special Friends, officialspecialfriends.com. Innovative Hybrid Wrestling out of the Maritimes area in Canada. Find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. I'm going to be doing commentary once again for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment this coming, next Saturday, September 18th, at the Craven County JC's Fairgrounds in Newbern, North Carolina, for their fall fair, for their big event called Sacrifice. And to learn more information about the upcoming Sacrifice event for Shockwave Wrestling, go to shockwavewrestling.com for more info. Also, I'm going to be returning once again to the Power Comic Con in a few weeks, September 28th. Let me get that date for you real quick. Sorry. Just give me a second here to find out that date. But I'm returning in a few weeks. I'm returning to Power Comic Con convention in Florence, South Carolina. And at the Florence Center, actually, coming up with that. So let me get the date for that. September 25th. There you go. September 25th at the Florence Center in Florence, South Carolina. Looking forward to returning Power Comic Con, seeing everybody there. I'm usually pretty active throughout the day, and occasionally I'll get asked to guest cosplay and judges for the cosplay contest. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but should be a good time as always. Power Comic Con, Florence Center, September 25th, and go to powercomiccon.com for more info. And with that, We'll take a commercial bake and break, right? And when we come back, we'll talk favorite wrestling promos. And looking forward to talking this with you guys tonight. It should be a lot of fun. And with that, let's lead into the commercial with some, some Big Van Vader. All right. We'll be back in just a few months, folks. Stick with us.
VIP with the VOC.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're...
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With CT McManus, the Lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. I have some old school Lex Luger for you, man. I remember watching this commercial. I don't know if it's one of the Geico commercials where the guys just listening to headphones in the backyard dancing. And I made a funny spoof a while back and dubbed that Lex Luger theme song into the mix. And seeing that guy dancing to Lex Luger today was hilarious. I just had to tell you guys about that. That was hilarious. Oh, man. Good time. But tonight's a special night, guys. Favorite wrestling promos. And call in. Give us your feedback, some of your favorite wrestling promos. Once again, the number is 914-338-1885. And let's get to the callers, shall we? Let's do this. First off, all right, 843 area code. Is this the Amazing Velvet?
Absolutely. It's a lovely evening, isn't it? It's quite
hey, brother,
a lovely evening.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good. No complaints.
That's awesome. Man, that's great, man. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm slowly but surely getting there.
It's been a rough day. It's been a long day. So this always cheers me up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great to have you, man.
Tonight's
going to be fun. Oh, same here. Yeah, I mean,
get to chat, talk about wrestling, talk about all that stuff, man, that, you know, we all love. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't miss it. But, yeah.
Right. Tonight's the first special night, man. Favorite wrestling promo.
Yeah, it is. I know. I already sent you one. That one was a lost. That was lost for a while, and they put it back up.
Wow, I still get chills every time I see that promo. That's
exactly
from Arn Anderson.
And
talking about Chris,
but you know
Chris
what? Real life. That was real life, though, man. That wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a work. That was real.
Oh,
that's
it,
as real
it really
as
was.
Get, put it that way.
And see, a lot of us was. You know, a lot of us was really caught in the middle. Middle of that situation because a lot of us,
absolutely.
You know, we were friends with, you know, both parties on both sides, so we were kind of caught in the middle, so we just didn't really, you know, we shrugged our heads because, you know, we just hate to see that go down, you know.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though. If Kevin Sullivan was just a little bit wiser at the time, he would have realized putting his wife with him, because he said he did that. He goes, "I'm putting a woman with Benoit. This is going to work well." Well, it did, didn't it? It worked really well. It worked way to Benoit's advantage. So I'm just saying, he should have been a little wiser and pulled the plug on that, you know. But he let that thing roll.
And you know, the thing was, Kevin even come out and said that, you know, he put Benoit over most of the feud they had together.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I mean, you know,
I mean, you
they
realize,
they kept the business, you know. But it was tough.
Yeah.
Those matches they had. Oh my God. I mean, you talking about brutal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's like no old fart every night. You know. But it was good for business. And, you know, Kevin Sullivan always did what was right for the business.
Right.
He didn't agree with some of the stuff, you know, but most of the stuff that he was in control of, he did good for the business. He did for the best for the business. So, you know what? Who would have known that was going to happen? I know he didn't figure that out until after, you know, too way late.
Right.
You know?
And just to hear that promo and just to,
yeah.
and to see what is
that
taking place since, it's just,
That promo's been lost for over 10 years, and it just showed back up on the internet.
That's heavy.
And somebody reposted it on YouTube. So it's been gone for a while. I remember when it came out, and I remember watching that and thinking, shit. What the hell happened? You know? Then you put two and two together and go, I get it.
it's definitely a head scratcher.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, but that was something that nobody saw happening. That's my thing. You know, everybody, if anybody knew anything prior to it coming out, they kept their mouth shut. Wait, you know, for a long time, because I know people knew, but they didn't want to get to know that. Like you said, they were friends on both sides. And they were like, "I'm not messing with that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not getting involved."
I mean, a lot of times we would have dinner together. We would talk about that. You know, it's like, you know, seeing our friends going at each other like that. You know, we just didn't know. You know what I mean?
But
it was tough.
It makes everybody uncomfortable too. It's like, oh. I got to watch this, hear this, listen, you know, all that. And you're like, what do I do? And there's nothing you can do.
Especially right when I
yeah.
time was calling the shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah. But
Arn Anderson is one of the best promo guys out there.
Oh, no, hands down. Always has
one of the best.
And still gets great promos with AEW. You know what I mean?
Oh, and you know what's funny is you got him and you got Tully and Flair is going to show up at some point. You have three out of the four horsemen. But the thing is this, they don't let Tully talk for nothing. Why? They don't let FTR talk for nothing. Why? Those guys can cut a promo. Are they mad at them already? Did they piss somebody off? I mean... Think about it.
With the horsemen, like you said, you got some of the best promo guys in the business. Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, Ric Flair. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But AEW is not letting Tully speak too much, and I don't like that. If they let Arn get kicked in the face and beat up and all this other shit, they should let Tully Blanchard got in the ring and wrestled where Arn can't.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's talk about that. We're bringing Steve on. He's joining us.
Bring
Steve, welcome back, man. How you doing? How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, just on the drive to work.
Steve! Oh!
Yeah, man. We're just talking tonight, some of our favorite promo guys in the business. We mentioned the Four Horsemen. And even some of the recent promos that, like, for example, like Arn and Tully's done, and and Rick, of course. So, I mean, what a great
Rick
start.
Flair
yeah.
one the Ric Flair one recently at NWA was awesome.
Yes, it was. That was amazing.
Can't say exactly. You just put a period on that and you walk away because that's what that was. A stamp on the business.
That should have ended the show. That should have ended the show.
You're right about that. That should have been a closing segment. We're done.
Yeah. Who would want to follow that? I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to follow
Hell
that.
Hell no.
Way.
But like, I'm just going to lay down right now. And just send me. Come on. We can't do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Do the Hogan and
I'm
match.
Done.
Steve, what you got, man?
Yeah, the Terry Funk Florida Cracker promo, where he pours a bucket of oil on himself in the shower. And,
the shower!
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
And
his
eyes are burning, and he's still cutting the promo.
That's amazing. Hi! I love Uncle Terry.
That was a good one. That was fun.
That's awesome. That was Terry's great, man.
Good one.
I
that's
Terry.
A good one. I like that one.
He wants to be a real Florida cracker.
Yeah. Listen, Terry's done some crazy stuff, man, and he's just freaking hilarious.
He called one of the guys in Memphis in the promo a pervert. I don't know which one it was. I forget which one it was. He called him a pervert.
Wow.
Oh, man, he's a trip. I love Terry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a good promo guy. I'm going to tell you who doesn't get a lot of respect in that thing was Ravishing Rick Rude. Ravishing Rick Rude
can
cut a promo.
He was great.
Here's the thing. When you put a manager with him and you didn't let him speak, that kind of ruined it for me because he could speak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he didn't have a manager... He could have been like top five, you know, all time.
The chemistry of him and Bobby Heenan had together was amazing. Heenan were great together.
Yeah. Because he got to speak then because he was in WWE and was battling the Piper. And he got to speak then, but I'm just saying, like, his NWA, WCW stuff was like early WCW stuff. They're like, nah. You know, you had a manager and he didn't speak. That was ridiculous.
And I also liked the team when he was teaming with Manny Fernandez, the Raging Bull.
Man,
they were awesome team. Yes, sir. You're great.
You couldn't ask for a better rough, tough team that was not going to take any BS off anybody, number one. And if you were new to the territory and you were walking in on their turf as a tag team,
yeah,
you were getting tested.
Enjoyed a Road Warrior Hawks promos. I mean, he was out there, but
man,
they were always entertaining. They were always entertaining.
Yeah, they were entertaining.
They were great.
Yeah, they were.
Whenever they get off the mic, I was like, oh boy, here we go. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's like Scott Steiner. Everybody shut up. Scott Steiner was about to say something.
Whenever I hear Road Warrior Animals say, tell him, Hawk! I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah,
break out the popcorn.
Yeah, because he was like, he's wired to the hilt. Let him speak. I'll just stand over here and look good.
And he would pop his neck brace. He would pop it off his chest when he flexed his neck. Oh man, that was great, man. God,
I made a statement earlier today, and somebody told me. I thought he was going to call in, but he hadn't called in. I talked to Chaz earlier today, and we talked about MJF, and I said, MJF, 24 years old, can talk, can back it up in the ring. He's a total package as far as that's concerned. I said, he is today's Roddy Piper.
Oh, he's amazing.
Chaz,
and he's still young. He's still a baby.
Yeah. And
he's still
exactly,
a baby.
But then Chaz... Chaz threw a zinger at me. He said, I can see that. He goes, I can see that. But he goes, I'm looking more at him being like Nick Bockwinkle. I was like, oh, shit. So I kind of had to go back and look at some of his promos and his early stuff. And I can see what Chaz was talking about.
Yeah, I can see a little bit of Bockwinkle in him because, I mean, Bockwinkle was more of an intellectual promo. He didn't yell or scream much. You know, he would give you a history lesson. Nick Bockwinkle would.
Basically, right. I think MJF can get it and still hit you with those zingers and still, berate you or says something, but he just keeps going in a nice tone. He doesn't get crazy. He doesn't do... Yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, I think...
You know who I wish they would give the mic to more over there? Pillman Jr. Because, man, that guy's a natural.
Yeah, he's good. And they should
really
do that.
Good.
You're right. I mean, he can work, he can talk. And, yeah, they need to let him do that. You're right.
And honestly, I mean, it's great. I think he's Garrison, I think, is tag team partner. I mean, they're a good team, don't get me wrong. But I think Pillman Jr. is great on his own, man.
Yeah, and if you're gonna put him in a tag team, I would give a guy who's battling to keep a spot on the roster, and I would take Garrison and move him somewhere else, and I would put Jake Logan with Pillman.
Oh yeah, yeah, Jake Logan, he's great.
I watched Jake Logan at UPWA, and I've seen him a few other places, and I've kind of watched stuff on YouTube, and I've watched some of his dark matches on AEW, and I'm telling you, that's a guy, if they do him right, he could do stuff, you know? He could be somebody there, you know? They're not really looking or pushing.
And another great promo guy, I just watched him the other night at AEW when he made his debut, rather. It was Adam Cole, man. I mean, that dude is money. He is money.
I'm hoping eventually he'll turn on the Elite.
Or even take over. I could see him taking over and kicking one of them out. Yeah, Adam Cole, he's a leader. He's not a follower. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He needs his own niche. He doesn't need all them.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, yeah, I
but
get
he's still
all,
working
I
with
get
top
all
guys.
The camaraderie. Huh?
He's still working with the top guys is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I could see him eventually taking over the Elite, Adam Cole.
Well, that'd be
I could
cool.
see that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy's name? The other young guy is pretty good that hadn't been on TV in a hot minute. I guess he just had his wife had a baby. What's the guy's name?
Are you talking about Cody?
I'm talking about, damn it.
He's making his return against Malachi. He's making his return against Malachi.
Yeah.
Something.
It's the, God, what is that? My brain is mush right now. He comes out for the cowboy thing with the horse and all that.
Adam Page. Yeah.
I guess
the cowboy.
I want to know where
he's got some cowboy.
Where he's at. Yeah, I don't know where he's been at all. You know, unless he's home. You know, because he's got a new baby. I don't know. So.
But yeah.
He might have taken some time off.
No, he had a baby. You're right, Velvet.
What's that?
Yeah, Velvet's right. He had a baby.
Okay.
Well,
anyway.
We're being joined by Mr. Hollywood. Mr. Hollywood, welcome.
All right.
Welcome to WCW Wrestling.
Mr.
How you doing,
Hollywood.
Brother?
How you doing, Papa Stroh, Maestro, and Logan, my other friends, all my friends on the line? Welcome. It's WCW Retro with Papa Stroh, Maestro, the one and only.
That's right.
That's a nice special night, man. We're talking favorite wrestling promos. You got any favorite promos from some
man.
Of your favorites through the years?
I tell you so many. I can't name them all, but I'll name you a few.
I hear you.
What about Hulkamania? What you're going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Oh, man. You know
and
what? I'm glad you brought him up. I saw the promo the other night with when the Mega Power split between Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, and Elizabeth. That whole segment was just so intense, so incredible, man. I
and then I can't forget about Hollywood Hogan when he turned on WCW. You fans can stick it, brother.
Yeah, that was a good
God.
One, too. Yeah. He's had some great ones through the years.
And all this trash in the ring represents the fans here.
You know, he really got over... The last promo that him and Andre before WrestleMania 3 on Piper's Pit, Dalton Casey had the Andre the Giant. Remember that? Where Andre ripped the cross necklace off his neck.
I think I remember that.
And Cody Doo.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Out.
And you think about it. The people involved in that segment was like the best of the best. I mean, you had Piper there. You had Heenan.
Yeah.
You had Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, right.
It was like the who's who back then. You know, the best was some of the best promo guys ever. You know what I mean?
You're right. Yeah, I totally agree. You're right. And I can't forget about Scott Hall. Yo. Say hello to the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Oh, he's great.
Razor Ramon. He throws a toothpick at you at the promo, throwing the toothpick at the camera.
One of my favorite
NWO.
One of my favorite Razor Ramon promos is where he's at a restaurant eating, right? And some waiter said something to him, and he looked at him and said, "You want me to clean the table, man? I'll clean the table." he just clears the table. And I'm dying, man. I'm tears in my eyes.
You
can tell he studied Scarface for that role, man, because he had it down.
Exactly. And I said, Michael, I can't forget last night. The Nature Boy Ric Flair. What is causing all of this? Whether you don't like me, I am your world's heavyweight champion. Like it or not.
We could be here all night talking about Ric Flair promos, man. He's had some of the best through the years.
Oh my God. After sure.
Gosh. You know, the one he did the promo he there's a couple of them I had that came to mind. First off, the one he did promo he did when he won back the WCW World Title from Van Vader at Starrcade was really good.
Wow.
Well, he brought in the family. He brought in Charlotte, you know what I mean, and Reed and David. And
wow.
Another one that comes to mind is the one where he won WWE title back then, WWF title, at the World Rumble. The promo he did after, it's a celebration promo with Heenan and Kurt Hennig, Jimmy and Gene Oakland. That was intense. I mean, Flair was on the whole new zone, man. He was just like,
wow,
that natural high, man. You guys remember that one?
I remember the Rumble. I remember he won on title. He won it at the Royal Rumble. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, you know, about Flair. You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about from Flair, like Harley Race. I remember Harley Race had his one promo he did, which is incredible. Ric Flair, Harley Race, I think they must have had Harley Race and Ric Flair must have had a rematch. And Harley Race beat Ric Flair, he got the belt back. And Harley Race said, I am once again the World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah,
Harley
Race. Great, man. He gives it great. Well,
I would think the funniest one that Ric Flair did was on TNA when he battled with Jay Lethal and Jay Lethal was trying to be him.
Oh,
I thought that was a great promo.
I still watch that and get tears in my eyes.
Yeah. It's a great promo.
It was just like Rick talking to himself. I mean, Jay had him down, man.
It was great. It was awesome. I love that promo. I go back and watch that like every couple of months just because I love it. It's on my queue. I have it on my queue on my feed. I'm like, oh, it's still there.
That's definitely a classic.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. That's some of the best stuff TNA Impact's ever produced as far as promos go, man. Oh, my God. That was
incredible. Absolutely. Oh, I got one that's funny. How about all the stuff that Stone Cold did with Kurt Angle and made him look silly?
Oh, I know, right?
Oh,
give him the little
with the hat,
Jimmy Crack,
the little guitar.
How do I look? Yippee ki yay.
Yeah, I can't forget about that.
Yes. Those two were gold together.
I got
Austin
a little
Olympic
gold.
Oh, my God.
I like when Stone Cold would tell him to shut up. Shut up. That was some fun stuff.
I saw an old deal with Angle and Undertaker, right? Where Angle's trying to take over for the team, and Taker just looks at him, and Kurt was like, "Well, okay, we need to think about it." You can see Taker about the corpse. He was like, "Get ready to lose it," laughing at Kurt Angle.
You know, you can't. Yeah, you're right. Kurt Angle, he was definitely good at promos. Kurt Angle. Yeah, Kurt Angle was definitely. I mean, like, you know, the three me's, the three eyes. It was one thing he did because he got screwed over. I think you know when he kissed Stephanie McMahon in the lips or whatever, and Triple H came out and hit him with a sledgehammer. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, the ultimate mind game, Joe.
Oh my goodness, Kurt was so entertaining back then. Oh man, so
and he was good at mind games because he really got on the Triple H. I mean, he really did, like, when he kissed, you know, Stephanie McMahon. I mean, he really got, I mean, see, Kurt Angle, I mean, he won the gold medal in wrestling with a broken neck, right?
A broken freaking neck.
In 1996, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know that dude was no joke.
Oh,
he's
legit.
Yeah, he's legit bad.
Kurt Angle Oh, yeah, Kurt is legit, my friend.
I mean, he was a character.
I'm a sexy Kurt. I'll make your ankle hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make you tap.
Man.
I'll make you tap.
Oh, man.
But, Marshall, I gotta say this, like, when I know it's also Kurt Angle, like, he, when he hit Triple H in the sled, I was like, crazy, like a match. Triple H, he was all banded up and everything. And I'll never forget it. Kurt Angle. And they was like on a table, right? And Triple H tried to slam Kurt Angle, but Kurt Angle reversed it. and did like a belly belly suplex on Triple H, messed him up.
Angle was legit. Now, I mean, I he's angle slammed Big Show and some real big dudes, man. He's legit, dude. Oh, yeah. You watched one of the past World Rumbles. That's how he eliminated Big Show. He pretty much angle slammed him over the top rope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Kurt's bad. He's a badass.
Oh, yeah, he's legit. He's legit.
Wow. That's incredible.
Speaking of Triple H, man, I remember the promo that him, Rick, did in the ring with Goldust. And it's probably on YouTube somewhere where Goldust had those two just like losing it, just laughing. Because that was back when he got electrocuted and he had the Tourette's. Remember that? And
yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Dude. It's amazing how much he was dedicated to that. Because he even went on Howard Stern and did the Tourette's there. Even when people were heckling him about
it. It was awesome. He did it there.
Dustin's amazing. Dustin, he doesn't get enough credit for how good he is.
No.
Right?
I agree. Totally agree.
I don't think he's happy with his role either over at AEW because he's been doing a lot more with his own group of kids in Texas training them. So, I mean, he was on there Wednesday night, but I don't think he's happy with the whole plan or whatever that is going to be for him in the future.
I really enjoyed his match with Malakai. Him and Malakai had a good match, man.
It
was probably one of the better parts of the show.
That's my thing.
He
can still work.
I didn't expect the Canadian Destroyer to pop out with Dustin
that
and Black
awesome.
There.
That was freaking awesome.
Oh, he's talented, man. Dustin's so good, man. He's so good.
Yeah. And that's my point. Cody's not trying to show favoritism to his brother. I get that. But, you know, when he can out-wrestle the entire roster, you got to give him something. You know?
Dustin
doesn't mind putting over talent at all. Just got to be the right situation, you know? And Malakai Black's one of those right situations.
And you know what? Nobody could have pulled off Goldust better than Dustin. Nobody.
He made it
money, man.
Yeah, that character is going to be forever retired from WWE because nobody can do that.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling they're going to ruin this whole Fiend thing with putting somebody in it and being a new Fiend. Watch.
And speaking of promo guys, I mean, let's talk about Bray Wyatt, man. I mean, that guy is amazing on promos.
What's he going to do? Is he going to go back to WWE? Because he talked about, you know, they were talking to him. And then, of course, you know, AEW wants him. Impact wants him. Yeah, they all want him. The whole thing is what's he going to do? And what about Braun Strowman? I heard Braun Strowman might go back because he might get another shot at Lesnar.
Well, he does. He put on his Instagram, "Cult of Wyndham coming soon." I don't think that's a WWE thing. I think that's an outside
thing.
Well,
I mean, they were talking to him, too. They were going to throw a bunch of money at him. But you know what?
Well,
I don't think money's going to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
No, not after all the times he's lost in big matches, like to Goldberg and others, and John Cena.
He should have
beat John Cena at WrestleMania 30. That was a downhill for him after that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Look at McIntyre. McIntyre should be wrestling for the title again, but they got him doing some dumb stuff. You know? He's trying to help, what's his name? You know? The new U.S. champ. I don't know. I mean, how many times can we watch Sheamus and McIntyre? We used to watch them when they first started. Then McIntyre got fired. Then he comes back, and we do it again. All right, let's get back on the phone.
I love the I love those Wyatt family vignettes, and even Luke Harper, Brody Lee had some great promos about too.
Oh my god,
get
yeah.
overlooked. The peekaboo, yeah. the you're doomed line, like that really like stuck with me. And then Brody's promo when he showed up on AEW as the Ultra One, that was pretty great. Like,
yep. you're, oh, that was good.
That's gonna be the last out of touch old man to look like, you know, overlook
yeah.
me or
Agreed.
Something like that.
Agreed.
Wow. You know the angle, the bit they're doing now with Dark Order, where they're all turning on each other, and there's like some disarray within the faction. You know, it would be a perfect opportunity for someone like Bray Wyatt to come in and kind of pull the pieces back together.
Pull that back together, yeah.
That's what I thought, because one of them said, I thought we were a family on TV, and I was like, well, maybe that's the Bray Wyatt team.
Wow.
Huh? Could be. That'd be nice.
I mean, Bray would be an excellent fit to that group, and could, I mean, gosh, I mean, can you imagine the promos he would give? I mean, he could probably teach a lot of those guys there in AEW how to cut a promo, because Bray's amazing.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Very talented. I like to see him have a promo cut with MJF. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. The two of them looking at each other, going at it, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many great possibilities for that.
You got matches. Now you got matches you can put together that you've never seen with CM Punk if he shows up, you know, and Bryan Danielson and shit like that. Go ahead, Steve.
Wow.
No, somebody else is speaking, but you could even go back to Bryan and Wyatt, because they've had history together outside of AEW.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm already liking the dynamic they're starting with Taz and CM Punk from the other night. I mean, that back and forth banner was really good, I thought.
That would have been a cool ECW match, CM Punk and Taz, because they were kind of, they're both MMA influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would
have been.
Even Malachi Black and Taz, yeah.
Absolutely. Going back to promos, what about early on Christian and Edge when they did all that silly stuff? And had different glasses, different hair, hats, and what was it, the 10-second pose and all that? Get
yeah.
your
oh, yeah.
photography ready for the 10-second
pose.
Those
guys are great. And Edge.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Edge. He's another great promo guy in Edge.
Still absolutely.
He had some good promos in recent years leading up to Orton and the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to that, I think Christian gets overlooked as in the charisma department, because in person and in the early days of him and Edge, he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, he was. He actually was. I agree with that.
And it's great to see both of them still doing their thing and looking in great shape for both companies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Good stuff.
Yay.
Yeah. Get on with it. You know, go ahead.
No, I said, let's get on with it.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I like some. I remember one that back when Mick Foley was Mankind that he did with Jim Ross when he was introduced to the whole Mankind.
He read my mind.
Persona, and man, I mean, to hear Mick tell the story, you know, it was just like, it was almost like you were right there with him. You know, that's how
yeah.
crazy it was. Like, you know what I mean?
They spread that out for a few weeks, and I watched it back on YouTube a few times. It was just so good. I loved when they were talking about Japan, and Mick is pointing to his scars. and he starts quoting St. Crispin's speech, and he's, you know, we happy few, we band of brothers. Like, it was just a captivating interview, and obviously the end with him attacking Ross kind of reminds me of the Joker scene. It was pretty great, pretty dramatic.
And this was like even before that Joker scene came out, you know what I mean? So
right.
It was like he just set the stage, you know, for future promos to come, you know.
Right.
Yeah, Mick was amazing, man.
Like, I love when he's talking about eating worms as a kid, as a dare, and like, do you think somebody wants to kiss someone that eats worms?
I'm a good kisser.
I know we spoke about Austin earlier. You guys remember the promo he gave when he first came to ECW when he was talking about how he was shortchanged in WCW?
Oh,
that promo was gold, man.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, that definitely was a great promo. He's talking about Dusty and the politics in WCW and just not having the runs that he wanted. And even I saw the reaction afterwards. People were watching him, and they were clapping the boys in the locker room area, in the promo area.
Mm-hmm. And it's great, you know, we're talking about Austin. One of his good friends at the time was, Brian Pillman. And there's another great promo guy. And he made a great impact, too, when he first arrived in ECW with Joey Styles. Remember, he was threatening to urinate in the ring, and they were trying to stop him from pulling his pants down?
Yeah. I love when he started talking about what a mark is. And a mark is a guy that believes that OJ didn't do it. Great stuff in that promo.
And then when he did a little bit later where he's fighting a pencil. He's fighting a pencil.
No vignette.
Yeah. He's literally fighting a big pencil. You know, ribbing the booking committee and everything, you know. Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
His promise was great because he would work everybody. Nobody was even working or he was shooting or serious or whatever. Because I mean, he was just spitting all kinds of great stuff. They didn't know where it was coming from.
He put the thought in other people's minds that he was gonna chain himself to the field goal poles, like a Super Bowl or some big game like that.
Could you imagine what he could do for today's market? For today's WWE and AEW, him cross going back and forth between promotions, just messing with him. Oh my God, that'd be gold.
It was cool to see Pillman Jr. working and kind of repping that Flying Brian look with the Bengals jersey and having his family there in front.
Yeah,
that was pretty interesting.
That's right. We were just talking about that. Was talking about and then and how you know that they should give him the mic more often because he's natural, he's really good.
Oh yeah,
MJF was dropping bombs on Pillman. I thought there was going to be a real fight going on if Wardlow wasn't there.
See, but that's good heat though. You know what I mean? You don't see much of that anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Definitely.
Wow, good heat, man.
Reminds me of Scott Steiner cutting those promos with Ric Flair and, like, DDP and just pissing off everybody in the back.
And there's another guy, Scott Steiner, man. He was going off, man. No one knew if he was serious or what. I remember one time, I'm sticking around the back. I think Booker was there after he cut a shoot promo on everybody, and Goldberg had just gotten to the arena early because his flight was late getting there. And he didn't see what happened. the Scott Steiner promo, and he's walking by Scott Steiner. And he's like, hey, Scott, how you doing, right? And we're all looking at each other like, oh, gosh, here we go, right? Because we thought that, you know, Steiner was, like, you know, heated about certain things, right? And Steiner just puts his arm around him and says, hey, buddy, how you been? And he, like, worked arm and arm in the back, and it was like, wow, Scott just worked everybody.
Right? That's fun.
Great stuff.
Dude, the Steiner-Man promo from the Steiner-Man promo from TNA with Petey Williams, like, just watching him.
Yeah.
Like, you got...
Yeah.
He's just doing these fractions. You got such and such percentage of chance to beat me. It's just funny. Like all men are...
Steiner-Man?
They think
Steiner
all men
math,
are created equal.
33 1/3% chance.
They think all men are created equal.
Oh, God.
Steiner Matt. Great stuff.
Dude, I watched him at a local show. He even cut a math promo there. I was surprised he could do it again. It was great.
That's awesome.
You know
oh,
what?
Man.
He got ripped so bad for that because I was on live TV and he screwed the whole thing up. So, yeah, I think he would remember that the rest of his life because everybody gave him so much crap about it.
Yeah, he was in a triple threat tag team match, and he was giving off a Steiner match to them. It was funny.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. Freaking great.
You know, speaking
of
lethal.
I'm going to tell you who I thought was fun. Go ahead.
Speaking of lethal, we talked earlier about Jay Lethal when he was in the Black Machismo thing, right? And he was doing a promo with Kevin Nash, and I'm talking – you know, like Muscle Man, Randy Savage. And there's one point where Kevin just had to, he was corpsing so bad, he had to walk against his script. Kevin was about to lose it every time he did the Muscle Man voice.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Oh, I was going to say that. I liked R-Truth when he had Little Jimmy, and then he would, like, dress like, he dressed up in Charleston on a Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
You know, thinking about the battle, and he was talking about the wrong state, the wrong city, and everything he was doing. Was just so wrong.
R-Truth, man. R-Truth.
But when he had Little
treasure,
Jimmy,
man,
was great. When, you know, he'd hold
Little
the rope
Jimmy,
for
yes.
him, you know, let him get it. It was great.
Oh, man.
I couldn't help
it. I miss those bits. I miss those bits he used to do. Oh, man, he's awesome.
You know what? He should just, because they're in live crowds right now, he just should do that again. He should go to Vince and go, come on. You know, I'm having fun running around 24-7. Let me do some silly stuff, some more silly stuff. Because he'd probably get it because Vince loves him. You know?
Oh, man. Oh,
he's
I wish he would.
Just chasing Reggie right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think R-Truth needs a break from that. Let him get back to, you know, doing some silly stuff. I mean,
I prefer his TNA work, to be honest. I prefer when he was a villain or when he was serious in TNA, to be honest. I know I'm in the minority.
Oh, yeah, and he won the NWA title. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he's talking to Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's tremendously athletic, a good worker.
Right.
They clowned him in WWE for so long, you know. But you know what? He did it with a smile on his face, got his paycheck, and Vince McMahon turned out to love the guy so much that's why he's been there so long. He's never been cut other than when he wanted early on, and he came right back. He's been there ever since. You know, you figure all these cuts. You got guys like Braun Strowman and Adam Cole, R-Truth is still there. You know?
That's a good point.
Right.
I mean, you think about all the people they lost. And, you know, Brian Danielson, all the other people. I mean, they lost a lot of people. But whatever. I mean. But I thought R-Truth was funny back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great, man. And Daniel Bryan, this is another guy. Another great guy. another great promo guy, Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
I enjoyed those promos he did with Kane when they were Team Hell No. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was funny.
So entertaining. Yeah, it was hysterical.
That was some good stuff. I would they argue. No, that's not no. How about when they were trying to cook? Remember when they were trying to cook together?
Yeah.
You seen that one where they were cooking and they were trying to, they had like a little kitchenette set up and they were, no, that's not how you do that. that was funny. I like
oh,
that
man.
One. I need to find that one. That's another
yeah.
one I think that's been missing online for a while.
And there's one where they're at a restaurant. Remember that one? Was there a restaurant? They were arguing with each other at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great stuff.
Those are some good stuff, yeah. Good stuff. Let's go old school.
Okay.
What about the Briscoes? What about the Briscoes?
Uh-huh.
Jack and Gerald Briscoe in the NWA days, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mid-Atlantic Championship. I thought Jack was so serious that he was going to kill somebody.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When he would talk, you know, he had that monotone voice, and he would tell you, buddy, this is what I'm going to do to you. You're going to get the whooping. You know, all this. I mean, he just laid it out. He didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Look
oh,
at
no,
Sergeant
yeah,
Slaughter and Don Cardonel and all those
oh,
guys.
Sarge.
He had that little faction.
Yes.
Sarge can really go now. I love Sarge, bro.
Oh, man. And Sarge was, I mean, just so intimidating with his promos, too, you know what I mean?
Oh, because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
He ain't no small dude, man.
He still is
a big
guy.
Cat.
He's still the big guy.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm saying, when you saw him, you know, when you're in a teenager and you walk up next to him and you're only 5 foot and up and you stand next to him, you're like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Like said,
another
Sarge
guy like
the whole old ball of wax. I mean, Sarge was all around talented, man.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I liked Ivan Koloff when he had his little faction. Any
faction oh, yeah.
he was in was good. Koloff was awesome.
When Ivan would talk, you'd be terrifying. But when off camera, he was like a whole new person. You know what I mean?
You talk to him backstage, and he's like, you know, how you doing, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he goes, did we tell you something? And you fucking just like, holy crap, I just wet myself.
Yes.
He scared my wife. We had only been married a year. And
yeah.
He happened to be in Charlotte, and apparently there was an event going on, and I actually ran into him at the mall, and he had just worked an ACW show in South Carolina with us, and I didn't think he would remember me. And I'm like, hey, you know, we had you and Ronnie Garvin on the show and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I was the manager of the Gambler. And then I go, oh, yeah, I do remember that. He goes, you're funny. He goes, heels aren't supposed to be funny, but you were funny.
Right.
And then we had lunch with him, right? So I kept saying,
uh-huh.
Come on. Do the Ivan voice. He's like, no, I'm not going to do, I'm not, and him and his wife had lunch with me and my wife, and I said, come on, just one time, give me some Ivan Koloff, right?
Yeah.
So he leans over and acts like he's going to whisper in his wife's ear, right? And no,
mm-hmm.
we're not really paying attention at this point, so I figured, okay, he's going to talk to her. So I look at my wife,
mm-hmm.
and I look back, and all of a sudden, he whips his head around and goes, me and my nephew Nikita, and he just went off. Right? The whole restaurant stopped. Whole restaurant just shut up. My wife grabbed my leg, and I think I still have the scar to this day from her grabbing my leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think she wet her pants that day. I really do. It was funny stuff, man. I was like, I didn't even do it. Then he's afterwards, he's like, hey, is your wife going to be okay? I went, no. I'm laughing. I got tears coming down. I said, no, she's not. But it's great. Yep. He's, you know what? That's a guy that if you made an impression on him, he would remember you.
Right.
Because years later, when I worked UPWA, probably, I don't know what year it was. I was wrestling Christopher Chain, the Golden Boy Christopher Chain.
Mm-hmm.
And because Ivan was doing a quick spot, Donnie thought it'd be good that we did a Russian chain match. I said, I don't care. So we had to go to him and say, hey, since you're going to be here, we would like to honor you by doing a Russian chain match. And he goes, oh, absolutely. No doubt you're going to kill it. And we did the old school ending where he's choking me and carrying me on his back, and he touches the corner, then I touch the corner, and then all the way around, and then he falls down, and I reach back as I'm falling, and I touch the corner. And Koloff said, that was good. He goes, we did the same thing. He goes, but that was good. He goes, he liked it. I said, that's cool. Get the rub, you know. That was when he wasn't walking real good. He was walking kind of crooked, but go ahead.
Speaking of Ivan, another guy that would talk and would scare the bejesus out of you, but, you know, outside the camera, I mean, he was a really nice guy. Oh, Baron von Raske. Another guy
I like Baron. Baron was good, too.
Yeah. And it's funny to see the movie Liar Liar with Jim Carrey, where he's talking about the claw and everything, and it just gets reminiscent of the Baron von Raske, you know. Great stuff.
Yay.
Good stuff.
I like the old school guys, man. I love the. I mean, you look at all the Boogie stuff, man. You can go back to early WWF all the way through Memphis. And everywhere he's been, every territory he's been, I mean, Boogie was crazy everywhere he went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love some of his promos. And then when Gary Hart was crazy, he goes, that's the Boogie Woogie Man. You can't tell me that downtown Charlie Brown is not the Boogie Man.
I love Charlie Brown from out of town. I love Hanson and Jimmy.
Jerry
Lawler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a feud they had. And those are like two of the best talkers ever, him and Jerry Lawler, man. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Raven would say that Jerry Lawler's best all-time. Tom Callis, too. So it's amazing what Lawler's done, especially with Danny Coffin stuff alone.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Lawler was good. Lawler was a great, great talker from the time he started in the business.
Oh, I love the promo he did with Dolph Ziggler when they alluded back to the elbows that Dolph gave to Jerry. Jerry had the heart attack that same show. He did King's Court with Dolph Ziggler, and Dolph kicked him before he left the ring. Jerry was wanted to fight right then. So I use that in a convention promo that I was doing in front of a wrestling panel. It's pretty fun.
Another great promo guy doesn't get talked about that much is Tommy Wildfire Rich. I mean, when he at the precipice, you know, of his career, you know, when he became the NWA World Champion and everything, and I think he was. He was great, charismatic back then, but I think his biggest asset was the fact that he can, bring out that sympathy factor. He was just this country boy that, you know, wants to make it big, and it's just that his promos kind of, you know, really delivered that type of vibe to you, you know what I mean? And why I think he appealed to a lot of people back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because a lot of his promos, he talked about hometown, he talked about, you know, loving the fans. Everywhere I go, I see the fans. I love them. Could be Columbus, Ohio. Could be Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah,
right.
He was good. Yeah, I think that Lovable Facts worked.
Yes. Yeah, and the fact that he became that godfather and the full-blood Italians clicked during ECW was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was.
And, you know, and he had the black suit, and he was doing the whole Italian signals with his hands. And yeah. He was just, oh, my God.
That was good.
I was dying.
That's pretty funny.
Two most non-Italians you can think of, him and
Tracy
Smothers.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, man. Good times.
It is good times. It is. I love talking about this stuff, man. It makes you laugh. And it also makes you think. Like, Steve always makes us think. Steve, you know, throws them out there, and you're like, okay, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Due to the game, if you will.
He's bringing the big-time game. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's always hitting us with something. He always hits us with a good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gary Hodge,
really
great. Kabuki.
Kabuki. And wait, there's another great talker. Gary Hart, man.
Oh, my God. Gary
what
Hart.
Great,
freaking
great
phenomenal.
Promo, dude.
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
I wish I had met that guy, you know? Golly.
Oh, he was great.
That would have been
good
awesome.
Guy.
Would have been
mm-hmm.
awesome if I had that opportunity. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely one of my all-time favorite talkers, man.
I just thought of another one. What about Larry Zbysko?
Yeah, living legend.
Especially when he was in the AWA and was the AWA champion a bunch of times, you know, and everybody, like, he had so many feuds with so many people. Slaughter, Colonel
mm-hmm.
Beers, you can name so many, and Bockwinkle.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought his promos were good.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some top matches too.
I watched the other night where he turned on Bruno Sammartino back in the day. I mean, he's got such a natural heel, man. Larry was. Natural.
You know what Larry's downfall was? Same thing as Bobby the Brain Heenan. He likes to smoke too much. Because the last time I talked to him, I could hardly understand a word he was saying. Yeah, his voice is so messed up from smoking. He's still doing the dojo thing, but I don't think he does. He just sits there. He just talks to him. He don't do nothing. He can't move.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, man.
He's not like, now I'm going to tell you, somebody who looks good for their age and looks like they can
mm-hmm.
just get in the ring right now and was an awesome promo guy too is Austin
mm-hmm.
Idol.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on NWA Power. He's got a couple guys, you know, he's working with. Trained some guys. He's also worked with a tag team, I think, and you know he's still cutting promos. But he's in great shape. He looked like he could get in the ring and actually put on a decent match. I mean,
he
looks great.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He
said
that when his dad broke into Memphis, he got him to hang out with Jimmy Valiant and Austin Idol, and he credits Austin Idol and Jimmy Valiant for his promo work. And
Austin Idol was that guy. Go ahead. But if you listen to Austin Idol, you can see a little bit of that in The Rock.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, you know, that delivery, that slowdown. That little bit of
mm-hmm.
a long draw for a second, you know, all of that was Austin Idol. He did all that stuff, you know, because he was calm. You know, I come out here and I want to tell you one thing, calm, you know, and then he gets right to the point quickly. Go ahead.
Did you hear the bit about the check? Well, he was doing an interview, he was talking about this check he got from this promotion. Austin Idol, it was kind of a funny story. He got this check, right?
Mm-hmm.
and it bounced on him, right?
Oh,
and turns out, Austin, I did something with a chick to where I forget how he did it, but he ended up having the promoter pay him back for the blank check that he gave him.
Oh, man. That's good.
It's a funny story, though. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's fantastic.
But it was a great story he was telling in the interview one time. I'm like, I'm dying. I'm just laughing to her.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, Austin Idol, man. He's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was like, I like Austin Idol. Because before there was Hulkamania, sorry, Mr. Hollywood, but there was, what was it, Idolmania.
Right.
There was Idol. He had a sign, there's Idolmania.
Right.
Georgia Championship. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you had guys like Austin Idol. You had superstar Billy Graham. Wow.
Good stuff.
I would say
I can't say both of the Dudleys, but the only one that really could talk was Bubba Ray. The rest of them were
Bubba Ray, yeah.
Talking.
Devon was better at the Hall of Fame than he was during his whole career.
He only got the tables, man.
I remember one time, I forget what show it was, where Bubba did the old spill, right? Devon, what? Yeah. Get the table. And Devon was like, get your own damn table.
That's awesome.
Oh, geez. Great stuff.
I saw when Ace and Nate are still around, and I saw Devon like have like a TNA retirement, and I saw him after the show. It was pretty cool. Just getting to see him like
dude. Work
a big match like that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good dude. He's straightforward, but he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Ray, you gotta kind of watch. He's taking advantage. If you're a mark, he's gonna take advantage of you. And he's probably gonna pull a rib on you too. He does a lot of that. Oh my God.
The Godfather, man, there's a guy, I mean, you're talking about a talented guy. He went from being the dark Papa Shango to being this charismatic Godfather with the whole train. It was like such a night and day deal. I mean, but to pull that off, I mean, that's talent right there, man.
they were repeating his lines like they would Road Dogg, you know, like Gorilla the Fatty. You know,
yep.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, I like the Godfather and I like Papa Shango. I did not like when they made him comma. That was dumb.
Yeah, I didn't really think, I mean, he did all right for what it was. Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't get a chance to shine as much as he did with Shango and Godfather. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he won the title one for Shango, and then he became the Godfather. You know, I mean, he
had fun with it. The most memorable thing at Kama was when he apparently melted the urn into a gold chain. I think he still gets asked about it.
Yep. That's right.
I really like the Godfather's interview on this talk show called Talk Culture, and I even asked him about RVD rolling papers,
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try this stuff soon.
Well, I met RVD in 2015 at Booker T's, and let me tell you something. He wasn't taking them sunglasses off. Because we got finished doing the fantasy camp and he rolled in. He was supposed to be there to talk to all the kids that were trying out from Booker T's place. And he rolled up, and I was like, uh-oh. He had somebody with him. Bring him in. And then he started talking, and I'm standing next to Booker T, and we're talking about different moves and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, I'll take that five-star frog splash from RVD over there. Booker T grabbed me and said, oh, no, no, you won't. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, not today you won't. He goes, not today you won't. I was like, wasn't really paying attention. I went, oh, gotcha. He's like, he didn't even know where he was at, bro. He's like, he asked the guy, he goes, hey, man, aren't you supposed to be taking me to the airport?
I think that was a lot of the reason why he wore his shades at the Hall of Fame ceremony. And he ducked in the Hall of Fame. He had the shades on.
Yep.
I guess that's probably a nervous deal for him, you know what I mean? So.
Well, like that probably was.
The comedian Mitch Hedberg, that's what reminds me of.
Right.
Damn, Barbie B. Yeah, the trip.
It's a shame that you couldn't have get him and Riddle together, like both in their prime. You know what I mean?
Bro!
God, can you imagine those two? Oh, my God,
I think they've interacted with each other, but not, like, had a program or a match yet. That would have been cool, especially, like, in NXT. Because RVD did a match with Neville years back, but, yeah, him and Riddle would be a funny tag team, too.
You know, when Riddle starts going, I'm good at riding a scooter, skateboard, could you imagine him doing that with RVD?
Yeah, just because
and
man.
RBD going, I'm good at sitting next to you in the car.
Yeah, are you good at the splits, the Van Damme split lift?
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be awesome, dude. You hit the nail on the head with that. That'd been awesome.
They would have been one hell of a team. One hell of a team, those two.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got to talk about the Iron Sheik, man, as far as promos. Oh, my God.
Jabroni ass!
Just his shooting interviews alone are entertaining.
Oh, my God. He... Ask him about somebody goes, that jabroni mother.
Oh, that's great.
It is crazy. You know what? But if you watch the documentary on the Sheik, when his wife's talking about, you know, he always all the drugs he did, and all the drinking he did, you know, and then he sat there right there and said, yeah, I'm getting a big score right now. Guy would knock on the door and get his stuff and sit down. I'm like, holy crap.
I like that he had his clubs. He had the arena
clubs
he would toss and throw around you.
I like when they take extra weight on him, and Tony Atlas caught that. Does everybody remember that? Anybody? Bueller?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was great. He goes, hey, wait a minute, you cheating. He goes, let me do it now. And he picks him up. He goes, yeah, I can do it. But he couldn't do it. Remember, he couldn't pick him up because they had the extra, he had taped the extra weight on the bottom of him. That was so funny.
There's a bit that,
just,
the Iron Sheik did with Sting in the promo. You can probably find it somewhere, right? Where they had like the club swing the club contest, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
And Sheik kept swinging the clubs, and Sting kept saying, "Yeah, that's really good. Could you show me how to do it again?" And he kept doing it, showing Sting how to do it, right? And Sting just kept asking him, "Can you do that one more time?" And Sheik was like, "What, you idiot? What's wrong with you, right?" And then finally Sting said, Okay, Sheik, you win. That was great." He walks off. Oh, man, it's hysterical. Oh, man.
That's one. I love it. He was funny, dude. No doubt about it. Funny.
Oh, gosh.
But, well.
And Hacksaw Jim Duggan, man. Oh, my God, that guy.
Oh. Him and Ted DiBiase all over the country.
Yes. And two great promo guys, too. Both of them great promo guys.
Was the tuxedo match, was that a UWF, or was that? Because they did it twice.
Right.
They did it twice. One was UWF and one was somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
There was the one that Duggan went out to DiBiase's limo before the match, you know, like the week before the match, and beat the crap out of it with a baseball bat. I don't know if that was UWF or that was somewhere else.
I don't know,
but
UWF or Georgia
awesome.
Somewhere, I think. Yeah.
But it was funny. It was so funny. DiBiase's like, he comes out there and the limo's destroyed, the glass is broke. He's like, oh! It was great. That was a good setup for that match. A very good setup.
Yeah, I've enjoyed his promos on NXT, too. DiBiase's promos on NXT. They're really good.
I like the Grimes character, man. I like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron Grimes. I think he's funny. I think he's got something. And, you know, there's something about him, man, I like.
I just hope they keep that going, even with the whole new NXT thing, because it's like that's definitely one of the better parts of the show.
Oh, absolutely.
DiBiase and Grimes.
How about when DiBiase played him? And told him, and he was going to the club, and he goes, "I checked the list," because "You're not on the list." He goes, "Man, I'm going out here, everything, come on, I'm going in there." He goes, "You're not going in." And then DiBiase rolls up, and he goes, and gave him, a dollar? He goes, "Hey, go, kid, go get a Coke."
She was funny.
He goes, by the way,
he goes, "Lindy, you're the $1 million man. You can buy the club out and have a private party." He's like, camera's on the ground going, "No." So funny. God, those guys.
Oh, great stuff.
Cameron Grimes, I think, would be a funny cartoon character on King of the Hill.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Him and Boomhauer together as roommates.
Yeah.
And Stan.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, my roommate came around me and he's a little fun rolling.
I love when Boomhauer and Bob Dylan had a conversation on one episode. It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But unintelligible.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff, man. Great. That was great.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love their dynamic, man. I hope they keep that going. I really do.
Absolutely. If you know what, NXT does need that. You know, you got too many straightforward people on there doing their thing. I mean, I get that, but you need a little bit of comedy here and there. You need something that, you know, stands out from everything else. You know, you don't want to be the same old. And that's a good thing. You know, I just don't understand the direction that Vince is trying to take us at this point. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it.
Right. And on the AEW deal, I mean, you got a guy named Silver on the in the Dark Order, man. That guy is talented. That guy, the ball
headed
guy. You know what I'm talking about, Silver? That
dude's
so good, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's not catching a break. You know, that's the whole thing. He's not catching a break. And that guy should get the break.
I mean, his promos are hilarious. Man, I mean, and he's so good in the ring and everything. I'm like, this guy, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, hopefully something will break for him because he's got. I think at AEW, I think once you get on the TV on the regular show, it's time for you to make something of yourself. I think that's what you got to do. He's got to do.
I could see him going for the TNT title against Miro.
That'd be
great.
You know what?
Really
Miro's got to put somebody over. Miro's got to get out of his own way and attitude and his ego. Dude, you got to put somebody over. You know? And I don't know who they're going to take it
where's
from.
Where's this whole God's favorite wrestler come from? I still don't get it. You know, I mean...
I think it's better
Ito.
Than the gamer. It's better than gamer mirror. I'll say that. The redeemer.
Yeah,
oh yeah, it is a lot better than that. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But I still think he's got to put somebody over when he loses it. I mean, who's that gonna
if he
be?
Was, if he was in WWE right now, he'd probably be a Knights Templar. The way they're booking people like Karrion Kross.
Oh yeah. Yep.
He'll be the leader of Retribution.
Oh my God. C-Bar. Why are they even on TV?
Everybody's getting the demolition repackage.
But they
at least
be
they
on
got
TV.
Rid of the paper plates in their face.
Yeah.
Slapjack.
Oh my God.
Slap nuts.
Slapjack. Oh. Yes.
Oh, another good promo guy. Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, Jeff Jarrett.
I thought before all the craziness with all the other junk did, I think early on in his career he was a good promo guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think
all this.
Karen is a good character as well. Karen Angle, Karen Jarrett.
Yeah. Well, before she started drinking, yeah. All
right. There's the tea.
Yep. She was good when they got together, yes. But then the two of them started drinking, and then she really started drinking.
They.
Right.
They were entertaining in Mexico when they had I think Jarrett had a hair match against Dr. Wagner Jr. And she was being like distraction at ringside. Funny stuff.
I have to go back and look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
It's Triple A.
Triple A, okay.
I don't remember.
Where's Malcolm, the encyclopedia of knowing everything? Oh, that was in 1984.
I got an autograph signed from him.
Boy.
I got an autograph signed from him.
But Papa Stroh, I was at the Coliseum in Los Angeles.
At the Cow Palace.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They waved back at me.
But he knows. Good Lord, he would tell you the year, tell you where it was at. Holy cow. He's doing good.
Like Rain Man.
I mean, He's Rain Man.
Yeah.
He's doing good though. He started talking about he wanted to move to Tampa, and Adam said no. That was the end of that.
Oh gosh, Tampa.
It's funny.
He wants to go further south, huh?
They should have had Eugene be a Rain Man character to make him more balanced.
Oh gosh, Eugene, there's another guy, Nick Densmore, man.
I really like. I love when Evolution were kind of like manipulating Eugene, and Regal got pissed, and he had to cut that great promo on Raw about him having violent venom in his veins. And he's just cutting that promo on Triple H because Triple H is calling out Eugene. He's pissed at Eugene, and Regal comes out, challenges Triple H. That was some good stuff that kind of gets overlooked. It was on Raw years ago.
Right.
Regal, I think, is an underrated promo. His stuff with the Blue Bloods is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Regal was good.
My only regret was I wish they would have given him and Triple H more of a longer feud. Because I think Regal and Triple H would have really turned it out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It would have been money. It would have been money for sure.
Yeah.
They were rising.
Money! Money, I need some. How do we do that?
The Jericho Regal feud was really good, though.
Oh, yeah. I remember the key urination. I mean, just go get the remembered for that. I really liked Tajiri and Regal's tag team, and like they had some funny skits when Tajiri made that. When Tajiri made that recent WWE run, they were still being funny.
Did you see the bit where Regal was getting acupuncture done, and the guy that left Tajiri came in and started putting needles in it?
And then Regal got all freaked out. Yeah.
Those are great promos, man. And they were good tag team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know, really underrated guy. Like, I think Jim Cornette has been critical of him, but I guess of his OVW work, but Sean O'Hara, his vignettes are great. When he had that kind of like advocate gimmick, where he was kind of like devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was listening to Karrion Kross interview he did with Chris Van Vliet, and he mentioned Sean O'Hara being one of his favorites, and like, I could kind of see it with this Lucha Underground look. But, I sometimes, like, I would go back and watch those Sean O'Hare vignettes, and I thought he could have had a longer run had things turned out better, because they even put him with Piper. He just looked like, a star, and, you know, in his prime.
He's there.
Those old Canyon vignettes when he was impersonating Diamond Dallas Page, man. Oh, my, I was losing, man. I would laugh so hard. He had, like, the wig on and everything and talk like Dallas, and he would diamond cut, like, everybody and their mother in the back. So funny. Even diamond cut the AT&T guy one time coming out of the phone booth. It was so fun. Oh, my God. He was a catering one time, did a vignette with these, and catering, he's dressed as Diamond Dallas Page, and he's looking at the goodness. I don't want no sauce with my steak.
Dude, I think Mortis would have been a cool character had that stayed around. If they had that WWE,
I don't know why they killed
maybe earlier or later.
I don't know why they killed that. They never killed that character. That was a badass character.
That would have fit in if it wasn't for the NWO era. I think that would have fit in with like an early 90s Dungeon of Doom or like Hulk Hogan era. I think it would have been a cool character.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed Mortis and Glacier, man. Those characters are great.
Oh, yeah. I loved when Glacier had a appearance at AEW and the Battle Royale. And he even froze somebody. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Glacier.
Two of my favorite promos are ones with Shawn Michaels and The Rock, like both in Canada, and they're both getting heat on the crowd, and they're just slaying them, like just have them in the palm of their hands. And like Shawn was like teasing Brett, I think, and Rock was calling the Maple Leafs, saying the Maple Leafs suck. It was awesome stuff. Like Canada is so good to put a heel promo on. Like they're so vocal.
And Sting ended up taking Glacier's snow in the entrance now. So now Sting's got Glacier's snow.
I wonder what Glacier thinks about it, because I'm sure he's been asked about it. Glacier even does a podcast too now. Wrestling with Anything But Network.
Good stuff.
Glacier.
You guys got any plugs you want to give out there to everybody? Go ahead.
I wanted to quick mention any one of Raven's promos was entertaining. WCW and ECW, and the feud he had with CM Punk and Ring of Honor. CM Punk was cutting promos on Raven and backstage, interviews, very impassioned. I think a really great feud, and Punk definitely learned from working with Raven is what I heard psychology-wise. So I wanted to get that out there, like Raven and Jake Roberts, CM Punk, some of my favorite promo guys. But plugs-wise, looking forward to this Sunday. Might be going to a local show, United Elite Wrestling, in Virginia, so that should be fun. And then I always look forward to pro wrestling interviews on Sunday. And
looking
forward to the next guest
on
that. So thanks for having me on the show and talking about promos.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Matter of
fact,
speaking of that, I think we're going to be doing a part two next week on wrestling promos.
Nice.
Favorite wrestling promos too. So because there's so much we haven't even covered yet. So.
Oh yeah.
Right.
You're right. We just hit the tip of the iceberg.
Right. But go ahead with the plugs. I mean, sorry about that.
All right. No, you're good. You can catch me on Instagram at KerDaddy9. You can catch me on Facebook. Amazing Velvet has its own Facebook page now. I'm working on that. Pro wrestling interviews every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio. We had a hot show last week. We had Soul Patrol and Sinfully Sweet going at it. They're going to actually wrestle on September 18th in Augusta, Georgia, so at the fairgrounds in Augusta. Last match.
Nice.
The last dance. It's the last dance, per se. So we'll see what happens with that. But I know that on Pop Culture Stars on Wednesday night on Block Talk, they are going to have Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet debate Soul Patrol, Deion Johnson, and Black Angel one more time, just 4 days from the match. So we're going to redo that, but it's going to be on Pop Culture Stars Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So yeah, that's what I got. And
that's
I just started a TikTok page, but I'm not putting my stuff out there yet because I just started. So once I get that rolling, then I'll let everybody know about TikTok.
Let me know when you come out and do dance videos on TikTok. That'd be great.
Yay. You want to see that? Okay.
Yeah, you gotta.
Thanks a lot.
You gotta dance to a Blur. Girls who like boys, who like girls, who boys like this.
You're killing me. Oh, no, right, said Fred. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Oh, please.
Gotta do that one.
That'd be one for the ages.
Yes, it would. Velvet on TikTok. It's gonna blow. I'm gonna blow the internet up, and TikTok's gonna close down. I'm gonna ruin it for everybody. They're gonna be dang Velvet. Anyway, this is a great show. I can't wait next week.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Next week will definitely be part two of favorite wrestling promos. Because you know, there's so much more we can cover. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. This has been a fun fight. Really happy, sure. But guys who listen in, thank you guys for listening. As always, check the archives of tonight's show, the VOCNation.com. Look for WCW Retro and favorite wrestling promos. We're doing part two next week, next Thursday night.
Awesome.
So, but you guys make the show, man. Without you, there would be no WCW Retro for sure. But thank you guys so much. Absolutely. And please come back next week. We'll talk more.
Absolutely.
And with that, let's close it out with something cool here.
Okay.
What do you guys want to hear? See if I got on the Rolodex here.
Rolodex.
And all the stuff that Vivas and Nation put on her food.
There's so much to choose.
Yeah.
So much.
So much.
I don't know what you got. So, let's see. You got any Regal or Johnny B. Bad?
Oh, gosh. I need to get that on there, actually.
Regal would be good.
I'd love to get Regal in there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I see.
He's a real man.
Yes. I want to get that theme, man. I really do. Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Let's see if I can find. Here's one I haven't played in a while. Let's see if I can pull it up here real quick in this subject.
Cool.
All right, see if I can get this up here. I can say we'll pull up. Okay. I'm going to play some Terry Funk Japanese thing for you. That him and Dory Funk didn't used to play when they were in Japan together. You'll probably recognize the theme. Yeah, play.
He's already singing it.
you guys have a great rest of the weekend, and I hope it goes well.
Yeah, man,
and
you too.
Don't miss pro wrestling interviews this Sunday. And also, check out In the Room this coming Tuesday night. And Wednesday, is it Wednesday we're having the Pop Culture Stars with the big debate?
Pop Culture Stars will be Simply Sweet debating Soul Patrol. Yeah, again. It's going to be
Sweet
hot.
And Soul Patrol. That's definitely going to be hot, sure.
It's that. Be hot.
You guys, yep. have a great weekend.
You too, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.